White House on highway spending. Despite a veto threat, the Senate moving toward approval of a $295 billion highway bill. That is $11 billion more than the House version, which the White House has set as the upper limit of spending. Citing the growing problem of congestion and unsafe roads, Senate leaders are urging flexibility from the White House on that higher amount. They say they can do it without raising the gas tax by cracking down on cheating and shifting some revenue that now goes to the General Treasury Fund back into the Highway Trust Fund. However, the Bush Transportation Secretary Norm Mineta says the Senate plan relies on what he calls accounting gimmicks. The previous six-year highway bill expired almost 2 years ago and has been continued through six temporary extensions. Senate leaders are hoping to finish work on their bill this week, they say. U.S. forces in Iraq running into more resistance than expected as they move against rebel insurgents in an area near the Syrian border. Meanwhile, kidnappers who've taken a regional governor say they will set him free if the U.S. troops leave the area where the crackdown is taking place, but the U.S. military says it will not respond to demands from terrorists who abducted the Iraqi governor. George Bush says the people of the former Soviet Republic of Georgia are proof that determined people can overcome oppressors and claim freedom. In a speech in the capital of Tbilisi, Bush said, "Your courage is inspiring democratic reformers." George Bush now headed back to the USA after his European trip. The Bush administration is asking China to increase its efforts to lure North Korea back to negotiations on the Koreans' nuclear weapons program. Last week, some U.S. officials said spy satellites showed possible preparations for North Korea's first-ever nuclear weapons test underground. The U.S. wants China to use all the tools available to reopen negotiations. Yesterday, the Bush administration even offered some incentives, direct talks, recognition of sovereignty, but North Korea again took a hard line, blaming the U.S. for the impasse in nuclear negotiations. This is Air America Radio.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The National Treasury Employees Union says a recent GAO report provides further evidence that privatizing tax collections is not a good idea. NTEU President Colleen Kelly says in the most recent General Accounting Office report, it revealed that private contractors who had not undergone background investigations had staff-like access to sensitive tax information. Kelly says the IRS's history of private contractor oversight is nothing less than terrible. The NTEU says taxpayer privacy is directly at risk with plans to privatize tax collections. A bill is in Congress that would revoke IRS authority to hire private debt collectors to pursue tax collections. The IRS is on track to fully implement that plan next year. If privatization of tax collections goes forward, contractors would have access to tax information and also take 25% of taxes that they collect. For more labor news, visit laborradio.org. Brought to you by the Communications Workers of America.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Hi, I'm Sam Cedar. What do you do with a diplomat that's so undiplomatic, our closest ally in the world, Great Britain, tells us, you better well keep bloody John Bolton away from us? Well, if you're the Bush administration, you nominate him to be our voice at the UN. I'm sitting in for Jerry Springer this week, and on the next Springer on the Radio, we'll run down exactly what it will take for Republicans to realize that this walking mustache is nuts. And we'll also look into how I can prove my really, really bad British accent. That's the next Springer on the Radio, Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. How you doing? Did you have a good day? Huh? You doing all right? Okay. We have a lot of items to get to tonight. Okay, so let's get to a few of them. Hang back before you start calling and hear what we've got, and then see where you want to jump in. All right. That way you're not holding on for 2 hours. I have one credit card that has interest on it. It's a MasterCard. And I've had this credit card for 20 years. I got it from a bank here in Atlanta, Trust Company of Georgia, which doesn't even exist anymore. And it's a MasterCard. And I've had it forever. And I'm always arguing with the people, getting the interest down. I think the last time I got it down to, what was it, Kathy, 6.9%. But it really doesn't matter because I very seldom use it. I've said before on this program, I had to learn the hard way, like most ignoramuses, that you pay your balance. If you're going to use your credit card, pay the balance every month, very, very simply. So it took a while to learn that. And in the meantime, we just switched over to American Express. That way it's not a credit card, it's a charge card. And you charge it, you pay it off. I keep this MasterCard, just in case. Now, Kathy has a couple of her own, and she pays off the balances every month. That's just the way we do it. I wasn't always that way. I have been a financially irresponsible freak for the majority of my life. I did. I'm not trying to come across here as somebody who's got it all figured out. When I got married, 9 years ago, Kathy had understood finance a hell of a lot better than I did. So, I've just been screwy with finances. But I finally learned. Okay. Having said all that, I get a letter today, form letter, from my credit card company. Now, I had no idea that my trust company, MasterCard, was now a division of MBNA, that huge credit card conglomerate that just contributed millions and millions of dollars on the new bankruptcy law, right, to get the new bankruptcy law through. Graft and corruption of the highest order, which means one thing, come tomorrow, I will be canceling this credit card. But I've got to tell you, this is incredible. So I get this form letter. And I just want to share some of the... Boy, it didn't take these blood-sucking bastards long, did it, huh? Dear customer, this letter is to let you know we are making changes to your account. You like that opening line? I read that opening line, I said, gee, thanks. And I want to share some of this with you. Okay, not much, but listen up. Your account, it says, is currently subject to default pricing. However, we are changing our default pricing program. With this change, a default rate may be applied to your account earlier than under your current program. When you are late or over a limit, we may increase your APR up to the default rate as of the first day of the billing cycle in which the default event occurs. We are not changing your default rate. Now, you may reject default APR pricing in its entirety by following the rejection instructions below. And then further on down the letter, they have how you do that. And then it says, example. If your account had a 12.99% APR and a default rate of 24.99%, 25%. And we did not receive the minimum payment due in July. By its payment due date, we could increase your APR to as high as 24.99 without giving you additional notice. Now, down here, it says rejection instructions for default APR pricing. Remember up here it said, you know, you don't have to accept this. So here's what you do. If you do not wish to accept the above change, you must meet all of the following requirements. One. Write to us at MBNA America, P.O. Box, Wilmington, Delaware. Clearly print or type your name and credit card account number and state that you reject this change. You must give notice in writing. It is not sufficient to telephone us. Send this notice only to the address in this paragraph. Do not send it with the payment. Two, we must receive your letter at the above address no later than May 24th. Or your rejection of this change will not be effective. Three, if you reject this change, we retain the right to not reissue your account when it expires or to close your account any time. Okay, you like that? Now, just a little more. Indulge me here because everybody who has a credit card is going to get one of these. Grace period. We are changing your grace period for purchases. With this change, you will need to pay your balance in full by the payment due date each month in order to have a grace period and avoid finance charges on purchases. Prior to this change, you needed to pay your balance in full by the end of each billing cycle. We are replacing the grace period of your credit card agreement as follows. You do not have a grace period for Category A or Category B cash advances. You will have a grace period on new Category C purchases and new Category D other balances in a billing cycle in which you pay in full from the day after the pay in full date until the end of that billing cycle. You will have a grace period for an entire billing cycle on new Category C purchases and new Category D other balances and on Category C and Category D balances remaining from previous billing cycles if you pay in full by the payment due date, and if during the previous billing cycle you paid in full. We are replacing the Category C and D average daily balance method section of your credit card agreement as follows. Category C and D average daily balance method, including new transactions. We calculate separate balances subject to finance charge for Category C balances and Category D balances. We calculate the balance subject to finance charge for each of these balance categories by 1. Calculating a daily balance for each day in the current billing cycle, 2, adding all the daily balances together, and 3, dividing the sum of the daily balances by the number of days in the current billing cycle. To calculate the daily balance for each day in the current billing cycle, we take the beginning balance, add an amount equal to the applicable daily periodic rate multiplied by the previous day's daily balance, and, unless subject to grace period, add new transactions, new account fees, and new transaction fees, and subtract applicable payments and credits. If any daily balance is less than zero, we treat it as zero. If in the current billing cycle you pay in full, then on the day after that pay in full day, we exclude from the beginning balance new transactions, new account fees, and new transaction fees, which posted on before the pay in full date. We include the cost for the NBNA credit protection plan or for credit insurance purchase through us in calculating the beginning balance for the first day of the billing cycle after the billing cycle in which such costs are billed. We changed the grace period on your account primarily due to a change in our business practices. Now, I defy you to figure that out. Now, it goes on. There's another 20 paragraphs, and it's all in this little teeny tiny type, right? They changed the payment due date. They changed the foreign transaction fee. They changed the transaction fee for cash equivalents. They changed the late fee. Now, it says we changed the grace period in your car primarily due to a change in our business practice. No. You changed it primarily because you're insane, because you're a money-grubbing, greedy son-of-a-bitch company that just ran through by paying off people like Joe Biden millions and millions and millions of dollars. Now, can you imagine anybody other than someone who does accounting for a living sitting down and reading through this horse dreck and saying, oh, okay, I get it. My God. Didn't take him long, did it? When did Bush sign it? Huh? Just in time for Bush's bankruptcy law to take effect. Wow. It's incredible. Now, the definition, Mussolini's definition of fascism, his famously statement, don't call it fascism, call it corporatism, because that's what it is. Astonishing, huh? Okay, tomorrow, Kathy, the MasterCard that I've had for 22 years gets cut into 10 pieces, and I get to call NBNA in wherever they are in Delaware and tell them what part of my anatomy, I better not say that, or one of the producers up in New York will cut me off. Oh, have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice Loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
What is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Yeah, take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yeah.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You got to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well.
You even know where to get startup money?
That my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too, a master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over a $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 8freecd.com. That's number 8freecd.com. That's number 8freecd.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 8freecd.com now.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and a supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. Wasn't that insane? Huh? Don't you just want to just beat the hell out of somebody when you get a letter like that? In the first place, the arrogance of the letter, like, hi, you have one of our credit cards. Guess what we're going to do to you? Huh? And secondly, the garbled language. Like I said, I defy anybody, even if you're an accountant, to be able to take that in. Well, I guess if you're an accountant, you probably could, sitting at your desk, and you get a letter like that. Carol emails in, kind of like when Groucho and Chico were reading the contract in Night at the Opera. The party of the first part, and the party of the second part, and the party of the third part, and a little bit of... Yeah, it's like a comedy routine. Another listener says, if you like your credit card better, wait till Social Security is privatized. Can you imagine retirees in a privatized Social Security system getting letters like the one you just read on the air? No, I can't. I can't at all. Why do Republicans hate America? Why do they hate U.S. citizens? Because that's where this comes from. Oh, I know Democrats voted along with this, Democrats in Congress. But the Democrats do it for the money, because the Democratic Party, for the most part, has become a party of prostitutes and street whores. But Republicans think this stuff up. The Democrats just say, okay, well, yeah, well, can I have $5,000? Can I have the campaign contribution? I can. Okay. How much is Tom DeLay getting? Oh my God, he's getting $150,000. Okay, can I have $7,000? It's sometimes more than I can stand. Remember last Friday, we weren't on the air, but I read about this. You probably heard about it when Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid called too stupid to be president a loser. It was during a discussion with a group of teenagers at a high school in Las Vegas. He was at Del Sol High School, and apparently, according to the Las Vegas Review newspaper, Reed said, "The man's father is a wonderful human being. I think this guy's a loser." He was asked about the president's policy, so he said that. Well, yeah, you know, before he even walked out of the high school, Reed called the White House to apologize. That's according to his spokeswoman. Reed spoke with Bush advisor Karl Rove, asking him to convey the apology to Bush, who was traveling in Europe. "Will you please call Georgia? Please, Carl, tell him I'm so sorry. I call him a loser. Oh, Jesus. Oh, please pray for me, Carl. You know, I'm just a Mormon. Ah, please tell George I didn't mean. Oh, God, beat me, flail me. Make me have a date with Mayor West. Oh, God." According to the newspaper, Reed expressed, quote, "regret for the comments. It was inappropriate. I'm sorry. Blah! I'm sorry. Oh, God. Tell George, please, Carl." asked for a comment, a White House spokeswoman referred to a statement issued by the Republican National Committee. When they heard about it, RNC spokesman Brian Jones, when did he quit the Rolling Stones? Called Reid's statement, quote, a sad development, but not surprising from the leader of a party devoid of optimism, ideas, or solutions to the issues people care about most. Democrats are slugs and snakes. Reid was at the school to discuss Congress and to debate over judicial filibusters, and he repeated that the Senate will be brought to a standstill if Republicans change the rules. Yeah. Okay, sure, Harry. Yeah, that'll happen. Didn't we meet him in D.C. when we went to the counter inaugural back in, when was that, Kathy? In 2000? 2002? There was no inauguration, sweetheart, in 2002. Progressive State of the Union, is that what it was? Okay, I thought it was the counter inaugural. And we talked to him, both Kathy and me, and we met Chuck Hagel, talked with him. I just thought they were very unimpressive human beings, both of them, not the least bit impressed. Harry Reid. Now, you notice this? Isn't this just wonderful? How many newspapers have you seen this in? And it's on the homepage, the welcome page of AOL, right?
Trial to begin for Senator Clinton's ex-finance director. Former staffer accused of filing false financial statements. According to the Associated Press, the federal trial of David Rosen promises to be one that political insiders will watch with interest. Jury selection was scheduled to begin Tuesday in the case against Rosen, a former finance director for Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton. You know, the bitch. Bill Clinton's bitch wife. You know, the dyke.
Right? Notice how they do that? I thought we were focused on Tom DeLay. My bad.
Well, man, I walk in there treating like a dog, wanna hit him in the head with the doo-doo law. Republicans, one and all, their tallywhackers are mighty small. Steal from the poor and give to the rich, wanna make the bank president twitch in a ditch. Aw!
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 Hoodia toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
For the best in independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, learn how drug companies are getting state health programs to prescribe their most expensive drugs. Learn how to avoid a scam that could cost you thousands of dollars if you're buying furniture or appliances. Plus, catch up on the latest in music, books, and culture. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
Sadly, arthritis pain can make people say goodbye to the little things they love, but not people who use Aleve. People whose doctors have told them the good news about the strength and safety of Aleve, that only two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. Ask your doctor the good news about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Join Aleve and the Arthritis Foundation for the annual Arthritis Walk, which takes place this May all across the country. For more information on the Arthritis Walk or the good news about Aleve, go to Aleve.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issued Preferred Best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issued Preferred Best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Preposterous.
If you turn to page 25 of the new Surgeon General's report on bone health, it says our bones require, quote, large amounts of calcium and phosphorus. Like we've been saying, building bones without phosphorus is preposterous. Posture D is the only leading calcium supplement with calcium plus phosphorus. For millions of women who may be phosphorus deficient, there's Posture D in the orange box. Because building bones without phosphorus is
preposterous.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it, or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The Phonics Game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the Phonics Game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now. 1-800-801-GAME.
Morning Sedition.
Aren't we fueled by malcontent? Isn't that what makes action happen, what sets precedents, wherever there's these monumental bursts of inspiration? It's from some guy screaming about something.
Mark Riley and Mark Maron.
Is it important that it's about something specific? No. The expression of anger, frustration, passion is what's important.
Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. Sean is, let's take some calls here early for a change. Sean is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Sean, welcome to the program. We'll get Sean up here in just a second. Okay, we'll come back to Sean then in just a second. Shall we try? There's Sean. Hi, Sean. Welcome to the program. Now we need to get some sound.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I hear you, Sean. Thank you. Just gremlins, hey. Just the usual You know, Tuesday night, gremlins in the system. Thanks for checking in. What's up?
Oh, I called to talk about some credit. You kind of struck a chord with me, given our, I think, our shared religious disposition. I don't remember what gospel this is in, but I know Jesus said it. I was going to look it up, but I'm in my car.
Uh-huh.
But, that aside, Jesus said that lending money with interest or credit is one of the worst sins someone could commit.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is just, it's no good for anyone except the person lending. And I found that fascinating given the nature of the proponents of better credit laws for business mm-hmm. and such.
Well, you know, I used to listen to NPR's what's the business show, Kathy, that David Brancaccio used to host? It was on right after All Things Considered here in Atlanta. And Brancaccio now, of course, has moved to Now on public television. But I was listening one night, and they were talking about how in Islam, in the Muslim faith, you know, Muslim conservatives or strict adherents to their gospel cannot lend nor borrow if interest is involved. And what the story was about was how immigrants to this country from fundamentalist Muslim countries, how they cope, how they deal with financing a house or a business or whatever, and the necessity of establishing interest-free loans for people in the Muslim community. So, you know, once again, the similarities in some of these religious doctrines are fairly glaring. I'm not sure what it is in the Jewish faith, but I know there are some laws about in Orthodox Judaism about forgiving or canceling debts after 7 years, I believe.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I just found it incredibly fascinating. It was another one of the glaring hypocrisies I have observed in.
Well, not really hypocrisy, because we live in hell. You know, we don't live in the United States. We live in hell.
Fair assessment.
Huh?
I guess that's a fair assessment.
Yeah,
it's just one of those things I saw. I everyone I hear who's a proponent of the new credit laws and credit in general is usually conservative and is more specifically usually Christian. And
sure.
It just strikes me that Jesus was so outspoken against it.
Oh my God! He was
Christianity at all, but the Christians are proponents of it.
Yeah, one of the first acts he did, according to the history, is chase the money changers from the temple. He was thoroughly pissed at people who found their pleasure or their reason for living in the use of money. He didn't say that many things that were recorded. We don't even know if the things that are recorded were things he actually said. But he was, you're absolutely right, he was adamantly opposed to the usurious manipulation of money on any level. He was opposed to wealth, too, didn't he? Didn't he tell the early advocates, you know, to give up everything you own, take up your cross and follow me?
Exactly.
And how many of these so-called Christians today, every time I see one of those 25,000 or 10,000 member crystal cathedrals or the Catholic Church with its millions and billions or these hucksters on television like Robertson and Dobson, and I think, you know, they would kill Jesus if he showed up and said, you know, I'm the Lord thy God, I have returned, and you people are really, really disgusting. They would put about 10 bullets in his head in about 5 seconds.
Yeah, yeah, there's this great song. It's a parody. It's called Would Jesus Wear a Rolex?
Yeah, I've heard
it. It's a song about televangelists
earning
more money than people make in a year.
They just disgust me. Sean, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate your call.
Not a problem. Thank you.
All right, sir. Drive safe. You have a nice evening. Mark is calling from New Jersey. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you? Thank you.
Basically, I'm calling about the rate that you were talking about, how they fluctuate at such an alarming rate. For me, you know, like everybody else, we all have a couple of credit cards, and I think they take advantage of the fact that nobody pays attention to their statements, and the fact that, like, we just pay the amount that we're told,
right.
And we don't really pay attention to the interest rates. We don't really even pay attention to those little fees and penalties that the credit card protection plans that they kind of enroll us into sometimes in case we lose our job. You know, they'll freeze the payment for you until you can find something else.
Yeah.
And me, I would say last month my percentage went up 200-fold because of the fact that my credit card company told me that I had too many balances on other cards. I make my minimum payments, and I even make more than my minimum payments, and they're always on time, but I'm being penalized.
Yeah, that's something that's new. I've also heard that if you have several commercial credit cards and you default on one of them that's not connected in any way to the other three or four, the other three or four can get into your credit file, take a look at the fact that you were late or missed a payment, and they can, you know, the other credit card companies then, based on what you did with the first credit card, can raise your rates. Even if you're chunking along, paying off credit card B, C, and D on time, it doesn't matter. If you screwed up on payment A, B, C, and D is going to say, okay, you screwed up, and jack your rates up. Now, the thing that was intriguing to me, and when this came in the mail today, I said to Kathy, you know, this is astonishing. This bankruptcy law has not been signed. How long has it been? A couple of weeks?
Sure.
This stuff had to have been printed up and ready to go because the credit card industry knew that their deal was going to go through. So now, not only can people not escape from debt if they're forced into it, but the credit card bastards can make it even more difficult for you when you are doing what you agreed to do.
And I even asked the gentleman on the phone, I'm like, does this make sense to you? I'm paying you, and I'm paying you on time, but you continually want to keep me in the hole, and I'm living up to my duty of to my deal with you, which is paying X amount of money a month, and you still are kind of turning your back on me, and it's unfortunate. And for the people that don't pay attention to their statements that just continually pay, I mean, they're the ones that are really going to get the shaft.
Well, I think what needs to be done, Mark, you need to get out of the debt, obviously. I mean, I've been in the same situation at various stages of my life, and I'll tell you something. When you get to the point where you got a couple of credit cards and every month when the balances are due, you just pay them. And Kathy and I do not make a lot of money. We're in the middle class. We're in the middle of the middle class. Trust me on that. You know, we don't get paid like Al Franken does or anybody else, you know. So, but we, you know, what we do is pay off those balances every single month. And never. I wouldn't give these card bastards a penny in interest. Not a penny. Hey, listen. Thanks, Mark. I hope things work out, man. You got to get out from under that debt. Take care.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. All right, sir. Take care. I hate him. All right, we'll take two more calls on this. That's it. Antoine is calling from Tennessee. Antoine, welcome to the program.
Hey, what's going on, sir?
You are.
I'm trying to find out. You said about a good guy, Biden. He's a Democrat from, I believe, I forgot what state.
From Delaware.
Yeah, exactly, Delaware, where the NBA is.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to find, you said a statement about him that I didn't have the facts on, so could you bring a little facts?
Biden voted for this bankruptcy bill. He was, a lot of Democrats did, and Biden was one of the Democrats who raked in thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the credit card industry.
Yes. Okay.
So, you know, I've said before, National Democrats, for the most part, there are a few exceptions. There are a few exceptions, but for the most part, they're nothing but street whores.
He's a good guy, though.
Well, I don't think he's a good guy. I think he's a thug and a punk. If he would vote for this bill instead of standing up on his hind legs and saying, no, I'm not going to vote for it because it's the wrong thing to do. Nuh-uh, I'm sorry.
But how would the bill destroy working America if you make bills, you pay your bills, and the people that still are protected are people that have...
No. Well, don't misunderstand. The bill had nothing to do with whether or not you make bills or don't pay them. The bill that Biden and these folks got passed,
yes,
changes the rules on how you can file for bankruptcy.
Yes, so people can't.
Okay. Well, a lot of times people who start out with every good intention wind up with medical bills that they can't pay because they can't get insurance, because they can't get a good job, Now, all of a sudden, they're faced with a mountain of medical bills. They're about to lose their house, and the only thing they have left is to file bankruptcy. Can't do it anymore.
But some of those people are protected because of cash prep events. It's a certain amount of money that you have to be able to make to be able to pay anybody. So if you can't pay it, then you're protected, I believe, in the bill.
No, not true. You need to check it out. But I need to go. Antoine, thanks,
okay,
man. I appreciate your call. You have a nice evening.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Orrick owners know that if something ever goes wrong with their vacuum, they can call me or go into any one of my Orrick stores, and if we can't fix it the same day, we'll loan you one to use. But what if something goes wrong with one of those superstore vacuums? Who are you going to call? The cashier? What does she know about fixing vacuums? Call me at 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com. From Fort Dodge Animal Health.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week, and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-900-7127 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-900-7127 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-900-7127.
Okay, it's time for a quiz. So, if a person works as a clerk in a retail store, let's pick one at random, let's say Walmart, and that clerk gets paid $8.23 an hour, how much do they make in a year? Time's up. The answer is $13,861. And while even Walmart pays above the minimum wage, if that clerk is supporting a family of three, he or she makes nearly $800 below the federal poverty line. And if that clerk lives in Georgia, he or she is six times more likely to rely on state-provided health care for their children than are employees of any other large company. Most of us think that people who work full-time shouldn't live in poverty. But how do you change that when politicians won't stand up to the Walmarting of America? Well, alone, there's not much you can do, but together, we've got a shot. When you join PurpleOcean.org, you can stand with the 1.8 million working families of the Service Employees International Union. PurpleOcean.org is telling the truth about what the Walmarts of the world are doing to our country, and we're taking action to stop it. Want to know more? Check us out at PurpleOcean.org.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now, 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Listen, this nation is committed to dealing with poverty. First, let me make it very clear, poor people aren't necessarily killers. Just because you happen to be not rich doesn't mean you're willing to kill.
Jesus. You know, David Coase covered this bankruptcy thing thoroughly. We printed something off from there, and I found it. It's called the Abuse Prevention and Consumer Protection Bill. And it covers chapters 7 and chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Those are individual avenues of bankruptcy. But absent and evidently not needing any reform at all is the chapter 11 bankruptcies. Now, you want to guess what chapter 11 covers? Right. That's bankruptcy for businesses. Now, you heard today, didn't you, that United Airlines is on the verge of bankruptcy and they want to default on their pension plans. Billions of dollars. They're insured by an agency that covers pension plans, but only covered up to about, I think, about 60% of the face value, if that. The this agency is sort of like the FDIC or the FSLIC. I forget the acronym. When Bush stole the presidency in 2000, this agency was funded to the tune of, I think it had $10 billion in reserves. It is now $21 billion in the hole. Bush is killing our country. You understand that? Okay. Now, Chapter 7 bankruptcy, that's the most common type. It's a liquidation type of proceeding as opposed to a reorganizational proceeding. It lets the debtor off. All of the debtor's assets, with the exception of exempt property, will be sold and the proceeds used to pay their debts. Unpaid amounts on dischargeable debts are discharged, yada, yada. Chapter 13 bankruptcy, that's the reorganization kind. That's for people who want to pay off their debts every period of 3 to 5 years. And then Chapter 11, this is used for business bankruptcies and restructuring. Now, it seems evident that the only people the Republican crafters of this bill think are abusive of the bankruptcy laws are individuals. And the only people needing protection are the corporations. You know, no protection for the homes of the elderly or the medically infirm. But by God, we made sure those exemptions for protected assets stayed real firm for the businesses, right? No protection for employees' earnings, pensions, and retirement savings when an employer takes refuge in bankruptcy, like United is getting ready to do, like American is going to do, like God knows this judge just ruled, wasn't it today, Kathy, that these people can renege on pensions. Too bad, we don't have it. La la, goodbye. But by God, this law will protect those credit card companies from all those rules that demand that they properly inform their consumers of the small print deal with the devil they've just made on that high interest, high limit, low minimum payment credit card, right? Thanks to Daily Coast for putting that very succinctly. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. The Republicans hate America. Do you understand that? You dumb bastards who vote Republican. And that's what you are. You know how this program is. I don't mince words. You dumb, stupid freaks. You'd sell your own mother down the river for this kind of nonsense. Because, you know, you may go bankrupt. You may wind up on the street. But by God, the queers can't vote or can't marry, right? Huh? Isn't that what the Republicans give you? The queers can't marry. What else have they given you, you stupid freaks? You Republicans, you working-class Republicans, huh? Oh, go to church and raise your hands and go, oh, praise Jesus, and then reach into your wallet and find some money to give to that moron standing in the pulpit who's telling you that
Well, we're going to have abstinence only here in the church, so you know your daughter's going to get pregnant and your son's going to get a sexually transmitted disease. But you know what? The queers can't marry. And if you vote for John Kerry, we'll kick your ass out. Oh, my God. Of course, if you have sex with farm animals, that's okay. You know, as long as you're anti-abortion and work like hell to make sure the queers can't marry. Sick. Just sick. You Republicans, I'll tell you, people who voted for Bush. I'd like to have a bumper sticker that said, if you have a Bush bumper sticker, I've got a 50 caliber machine gun in the back of my pickup, and it's about to pop up and turn your car with the bumper sticker into Swiss cheese. But am I in a bad mood tonight or what? I can't say. You know, ever since I got that letter today, I just made me crazy. Eileen is calling from New York City. Hey, Eileen, welcome to the program. Hey, Eileen. Okay, we have more problems with the phone?
Hello?
Hi, Eileen. There you are.
Oh, I'm here.
Yeah.
Not North Carolina. Oh, no.
No, I know. New York City.
My brother's been trying to get me to move down there. I said, no, you have big bugs down there. No, thank you. I'm a Yankee, and there ain't nothing I can do about it.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I had the same experience you did. My credit card I had this particular credit card for 4 or 5 years, and I really liked it. It was a good company, and I kept raising my credit limit, and everything was fine, and I had an excellent credit rating. Well, due to no fault of my own, I started having trouble paying my bills, and I'm starting to get back on firmer footing now, but the damage was done. Well, they got brought out by Household, and then someone else after Household, and they raised my credit limit to 28.99%.
Oh, my God!
Mm-hmm.
That was your interest rate.
That's my APR.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to tell you, except, hey, we're out of time, Eileen. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
All right, take care. I hope you get out and get away from those people. Get away from those people. All right, quick break here. We'll be back. We have a lot of other stuff to talk about. I don't want to take any more credit card calls, so if you want to talk about that, please change your topic. All right? We've spent an hour on this. I want to move on. We have other fish to fry. This is Air America.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
A new report in Mother Jones Magazine reports that drug companies are using tactics tantamount to bribery to push new drugs into state health programs. They're trying to get state programs to mandate the use of the most expensive new antipsychotic drugs without regard for their effectiveness. Here's how it works. When states are writing guidelines on which antipsychotics to prescribe, drug companies give them money. That's right. They give states cash. While Texas was implementing its guidelines, the state health department got almost $1 million from drug companies. During that time, state Medicaid spending on expensive new antipsychotics jumped by 600%. It doesn't stop there. Drug companies are slithering their money tentacles still further into state health bureaucracies. Companies are paying for state officials' travel, dinners, and other perks. And you better not stand in their way. A Pennsylvania state employee was fired after he investigated the practice. To read the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Okay, you want to find a better car insurance rate, so you curl up with a good phone book. And soon you realize this could take a lifetime. It's time to think easier. Think Progressive. With one call to Progressive, you'll get our direct rate and the rates of our top competitors. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and get all the information you need with just one phone call.
Available in most states and situations. Progressive Halcyon Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mesa Village, Ohio.
Former Nesquik powder users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
My girls don't like to drink white milk, and the only way I could get them to drink it was with chocolate milk. I'd seen on TV that Ovaltine has extra vitamins in it. Now I'm using it, and my girls love the taste. And they're drinking their milk, getting their calcium, and all the vitamins from Ovaltine. I stopped using Nesquik because it just doesn't have the vitamins that Ovaltine has.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Pension default. United Airlines is telling a bankruptcy judge it doesn't see any alternative but to unload billions of dollars of pension obligations. Worried employees and retirees looking on, United asked the judge in Chicago to approve the agreement to help it emerge from bankruptcy. The airline is trying to dump its employee pension plan onto the government's pension insurer, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. It would be the biggest pension defaults in American history. United workers would lose about one quarter of their total pensions, already underfunded by nearly $10 billion. Employees have already agreed to sharp pay cuts and are threatening to strike over the pension issue. A new study finds that many workers are having problems with their retirement and failing to diversify enough within the 401k plans offered by their employers. Too often, according to this report, they're heavily invested in the company stock. Hewitt Associates annual report found that 70% of workers participated in defined contribution plans last year, a number which has been on the rise. The report says despite tragic cases where workers lost most of their retirement savings, the collapse of Enron, WorldCom, and others, many continue to buy and hold large amounts of the company's stock. Many workers, of course, get company stock as part of their contribution from the company in the plan, but more than one in four, according to this survey, held half or more of their total 401k balances in employer stock, and they suggest strongly diversifying into other investments. A sniper trial coming in Maryland. John Allen Muhammad, Lee Boyd Malvo will stand trial next in the state of Maryland, where six of the 10 slayings that terrorized the Washington, D.C. area in the fall of 2002 took place. Virginia's governor deciding that Muhammad and Malvo will be sent across the Potomac to stand trial. Both men have been convicted of murder in Virginia. Muhammad sentenced to death back in 2003. Malvo, who was 17 at the time of the shootings, sentenced to life in prison without parole. Other states also want custody of the two, including Louisiana and Alabama, for other crimes. Lack of security. The watchdog agency for Congress is criticizing the U.S. State Department for lacking an effective program to protect U.S. officials overseas from terrorists. In the report, the Government Accountability Office says the department has a number of programs designed to shield officials when they're at work in U.S. embassies, but, the report said, while the State Department provides briefings, surveillance, detection, and protection at schools and homes, state has not developed a comprehensive strategy to counter terror outside embassies. Since 1968, 32 embassy officials have been attacked. 23 of them have died. This is Air America Radio News.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me? It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.
The Girls and Boys Town National Hotline can help you find those answers. We've been working with teenagers for over 50 years and would like to share what we've learned about parenting. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3000.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Yeah, driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Yeah, driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
The Al Franken Show.
I remember after 9/11, Bill Manick coming out and going like, okay, you see, the world is good and evil. I drew the opposite lesson. Because you don't fly a plane into a building unless you think that you're in possession of total truth. Knowing that you're not cornered the market on truth, that you don't have a monopoly on truth, is actually a good thing.
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Why? I haven't seen anything on the news yet that a Republican in the United States House of Representatives has filed articles of impeachment against the psychopath who sits in the Oval Office. Why has that not yet happened? How many Republican House members are there? 250? 260? Is there not one man or woman among them with the courage to try to save this republic? George W. Bush is a war criminal. George W. Bush needs to be impeached. George W. Bush needs to be not only impeached, but convicted after being impeached, and then he needs to have criminal charges brought against him once he's back out on the street. Is anyone filing articles of... This is why I think the 2006 election is so important. And this is why every brain-dead Christian, with quotes around the word Christian, I'm not talking about followers of Christ. Don't make me say this every time, okay? This is why every brain-dead Christian will be voting for this sucker, for his party members, for Republicans. Every one of them. Every single one of them. All these mega churches with their crazy leaders and their vile, disgusting, hate-filled doctrines, they're going to be out there. If you are not one of those people, you got a chance. I would imagine this is our last chance. I don't know. I said that with the election of the presidential election in 2004, but I don't know. He needs to be impeached. He needs to be removed from office legally and peacefully. Not this nonsense of somebody threw a grenade at him today and it didn't explode? What? A grenade alert when this jackass goes to a... What they have? I saw the video. What was it? 80 million people packed into that little Soviet square over there. Where is it? Tbilisi in Georgia? You know, whatever. He's standing there talking about freedom.
Oh, God. And somebody tossed a grenade? Is that what the rumor is now? Yeah, okay, sure. How about this? In Bloomington, Indiana, a thief stole riot gear and several replica guns from a trailer owned by the Department of Homeland Security. Huh? They can't even protect their trailer? This is according to the Associated Press. The theft occurred from a trailer parked in a hotel parking lot late Wednesday or early Thursday. I guess this was last week. Was this last week? Yeah. No arrests were made. Beretta, 9mm handguns, gas masks, training batons, riot helmets and suits, various types of radio equipment and plastic restraint devices were taken, according to the Bloomington Police Chief. The chief said, or captain said, there is a concern that these stolen items could be modified and used in the commission of other crimes. Homeland Security personnel were in the city in Bloomington for training sessions with local authorities, so now they're asking local merchants in Bloomington to watch if any of the items turn up and to contact the Department of Homeland Security if any of the equipment turns up in their stores. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? Department of Homeland Security truck gets hit, right? Can you imagine these thieves when they broke in? If they didn't know it was Department of Homeland Security, they probably broke in and went, oh, damn, look at this. If they did know it was Department of Homeland Security truck, wow. Talk about guts. As you know, we didn't talk about this too much, but there's an investigation going on around the Air Force Academy in Colorado. It has to do with this religious fanaticism that they're teaching, is Christian fanaticism. The guy who, the top commander at the Air Force Academy, Brigadier General Johnny Weida, W-E-I-D-A, Weida, a born-again Christian, he's been the subject of complaints that he improperly mixes religion with education. They've had some real anti-Semitic stuff there. They're really going after the Jews. There aren't that many Jews there. Muslims, forget about it. Anyway, the Pentagon said yesterday it wants to promote this guy. Give him another star. How about this? The announcement from the Pentagon. Huh? You don't think we're in a religious meltdown in this country? You don't think that Rumsfeld and Bush and Cheney and the rest of these thugs are the equivalent of Al-Qaeda, of Muslim fundamentalists, if Al-Qaeda exists? Let's forget Al-Qaeda. Of Muslim fundamentalists, here they are, right? The announcement about giving this thug another star came one day before the arrival of a task force investigating allegations that the cadets are pressured to be good little Christian drones and participate in public prayers, and that Jewish cadets were harassed and insulted. Acting Air Force Secretary Michael Dominguez established the task force last week after an internal survey turned up the complaints. So in the middle of this, they give him another star, suggest another star. Barry Lynn, who is executive director of the Americans United for Separation of Church and State, said, I'm absolutely shocked that anyone would get a promotion in the middle of an investigation in which he is a central figure. Well, Reverend Lynn, come on. I understand your statement, but this is Bush's America. We live in Christo-fascist America. When do you think you're going to come for us, Kathy? Huh? Just remember, hit the pavement. Hit the pavement, because Daddy is going to open fire. Got an email here from Matt in Lincoln, Nebraska. Mike, just wanted to say I appreciate your program. I'm stuck here in Nebraska, surrounded by hate radio, 24 hours a day in a red state gone mad. Things are bad here, as they probably are in many other places. Jobs have left this city by the droves, and good people, young and old, stand outside of Walmarts now like a soup kitchen, waiting to fill out an application to make $6.25 an hour. I remember, Matt writes, when Darth Cheney came here for a fundraiser for some local repug and cost the city $34,000 for his protection. The White House has still not repaid the city, likely never will. Matt, yeah, I hear you. Halliburton's doing okay, though. The U.S. Army said today it had awarded $72 million in bonuses. Not a contract. This is bonuses. This is gravy. This is because Halliburton has done such a sterling job in Iraq, huh? $72 million bonus to Halliburton for logistics work in Iraq. But the Army says it has not decided yet whether to give Halliburton bonuses for dining services to the troops, because that's kind of disputed. You know, all that rotten meat was turning up and bugs in the cereal and decaying rice and barley and grain, right? These dirty, rotten pigs. Army Field Support Command in Rock Island, Illinois, said in a statement it had given Halliburton Halliburton Unit Keller Brown and Root ratings from excellent to very good for 6 task orders for work supporting U.S. troops in Iraq. The Army said its award fee board in Iraq had met in March and had agreed to pay Keller Brown and Root bonuses for work it did in support of U.S. forces there. But it said the dining facility costs questioned by auditors from the Defense Contract Audit Agency had not yet been considered. We'll get to it. Yeah, blah, blah. Bonuses! Bonuses! Yeah, Halliburton! Halliburton has earned more than $7 billion since 2001. Under its logistics contract with the U.S. military. In a different time, a different place, these people, these war profiteers, these corporations, in a different time, in a different place, would be given a quick one-day show trial, taken out behind the Kremlin, and executed. Just that simple, that quick. With all the millions and millions of uncounted money Halliburton was paid by the government, it couldn't account for, now they get another $72 million bonus. It's astonishing. It's just astonishing. This is why the Iraq thing for these monsters is a win. It doesn't make any difference what happens. It doesn't make any difference what happens. These bastards win it for the money, and they're getting tons of it.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Sadly, arthritis pain can make people say goodbye to the little things they love. But not people who use Aleve. People whose doctors have told them the good news about the strength and safety of Aleve, that only 2 Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. Ask your doctor the good news about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Join Aleve and the Arthritis Foundation for the annual Arthritis Walk, which takes place this May all across the country. For more information on the Arthritis Walk or the good news about Aleve, go to Aleve.com.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Talk about unsanitary. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. Imagine vacuuming your house wearing a dust mask. Friends, try my hypoallergenic 8-pound Orrick XL free for 30 days. It's 99.99% dust-free. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The National Treasury Employees Union says a recent GAO report provides further evidence that privatizing tax collections is not a good idea. NTEU President Colleen Kelly says in the most recent General Accounting Office report, it revealed that private contractors who had not undergone background investigations had staff-like access to sensitive tax information. Kelly says the IRS's history of private contractor oversight is nothing less than terrible. The NTEU says taxpayer privacy is directly at risk with plans to privatize tax collections. A bill is in Congress that would revoke IRS authority to hire private debt collectors to pursue tax collections. The IRS is on track to fully implement that plan next year. If privatization of tax collections goes forward, contractors would have access to tax information and also take 25% of taxes that they collect. For more labor news, visit laborradio.org. Brought to you by the Communications Workers of America.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't
like George W. Bush.
Bush
would be held as
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
Well, if I would say your buddy Dick Cheney got the trifecta, George, you sick, sick man. Lane sent this to me. Mike, bad news or good, I think Cheney and his boys see the Iraq invasion as a win. Here's the best case scenario. Roses for the troops, an unfettered, unregulated, capitalist petri dish in the middle of a sea of oil. All his cronies and weapons and reconstruction made richer than God. And patriotic fervor election wins in this country as far as the eye can see. That's the best case. Worst case scenario, cronies get rich. 14 Halliburton-administered bases point their guns at Iran and China. Several billion ferreted away in a secret cache to fund small country-like armies around the world and to pay the cost of rigging elections in the U.S. and buying ad copy and media for the next century. Into nefarious neocon projects is surely where several billion of the missing $8.9 billion is going. I can't believe Rove and company don't know exactly where several billion is. So it wasn't a real gamble, Lane writes. Win and the winner takes all. Lose and the loser still takes all the baby's bathwater. I mean, if you think about it from their point of view, a sociopath's point of view, there wasn't much of a downside. God, Lane, you're absolutely right. And then finally, from the wonderful world of Cheney, a lawsuit seeking to force Cheney to reveal details about his energy policy task force. Remember that? The lawsuit was deep six today by a federal appeals court. The Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia unanimously found that two private groups that sued Cheney failed to establish that the federal government has a legal duty to produce documents detailing Cheney's contacts with business executives and lobbyists. The lawsuit was filed by the Sierra Club and another group that's composed of halfwits and alleged the energy industry officials became members of the task force. Well, duh! Of course it did! This is corporatism! So anyway, the appeals court disagreed, and they said, nah, that's it. No, it's all over. The court's decision now will help preserve the confidentiality that goes on inside the White House. Last year, Democrats had hoped that the Supreme Court would uphold an earlier ruling by the appeals court and force this corrupt administration to reveal the details about its relationship with energy company executives. You know, like thugs like Ken Lay, Enron, huh? Before last November's election. But, do you remember this? The High Court, the Supreme Court, sent the case back on a 7-2 vote, saying there was, quote, a paramount necessity of protecting the executive branch from vexatious litigation, end quote. What? Paula Jones? Bill Clinton? Whitewater? You remember that? I screamed the same way last year when... I don't think we were on the air then. That was during our unemployed period. When the Supreme Court said there was a paramount necessity of protecting the executive branch from vexatious litigation. And yet these filthy, filthy, filthy people decided it was okay that a lawsuit brought by a piece of trailer trash like Paula Jones could go forward against the sitting president of the United States. Jesus. So here we are. Why are impeachment proceedings against George W. Bush and Dick Cheney not in progress? Nixon was a megalomaniac, a sociopath. These guys are international terrorists and murderers, Cheney and Bush. Why are they still in office? Huh? Why have they not been impeached? When do the impeachment proceedings begin? When will there be, who's the head of the House Judiciary Committee? Who is that? Huh? Is that still that old white-haired, cheating, adulterous bastard from Illinois? Is it still Henry Hyde? Is he? No. So who else is it? It's somebody else. When is that person going to come to the conclusion that the United States, as a viable entity, as a grand experiment, should not be murdered? Not right now. That the Bush crime family should not be given license to murder the United States. And therefore, he has to be removed legally and peacefully. When is that going to happen? Huh? Ever? What do you think? When are the troops coming home from Iraq? Why don't these two things happen tomorrow? Anybody have any ideas? Huh? I mean, don't we live in a just, orderly world where things like this should happen because they're the right things to happen? Isn't what these Republican thugs are always saying? Well, we're going to do it this way because it's the right thing to do. Is it not the right thing to remove George Bush and Dick Cheney from office and bring home every single U.S. soldier from this hellhole they've created in Iraq? Huh? Isn't that the thing to do? Wouldn't that be a good thing? Wouldn't it be a good thing, huh? What do you think? I think it would be a good thing. Oh, this is Air America. By our own leader, we have been driven
to the edge of Armageddon. This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity by simply telling your brain you are full. Imagine you could try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine. It's true. H57 Hoodia is now available in America in its purest form. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight. Become an H57 success story. Just listen to this.
I gained 80 pounds during my pregnancy. Although I struggled and lost most of the weight I had gained, those last 30 pounds seemed impossible to get rid of. A little over 2 months ago, I started using H57 Hoodia, and I've already lost about 25 pounds, and I still eat all the foods I enjoy. H57 7 is incredible. From the very first time I tried it, I just wasn't as hungry, so I ate less and finally lost the weight I wanted.
Become an H57 success story. Call for your risk-free supply of H57 hoodie at toll-free 1-800-227-0361. That's 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-227-0361 or visit myh57.com.
1.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice Loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
According to the EPA, nearly all fish contain traces of mercury. Yet fish is a rich source of omega-3s, important for the health of our heart, mind, and joints. So how do you know your omega-3 supplement is safe? TriOmega removes toxins with an advanced process no ordinary omega-3 can match. And it's concentrated, so unlike others, you only need one each day. Be sure it's pure. Get TriOmega. In fact, if it doesn't say TriOmega, throw it back.
Are you struggling with alcohol? Thousands have used my alcohol freedom CDs and discovered how hypnotherapy ends the struggle. Kevin writes, I'm an Arizona hunting redneck and I sure don't believe in hypnosis and all that gobbledygook. I gotta tell you though, I haven't had a beer in 6 weeks and I'm not even tempted. After 3 days, I totally lost my urge to drink after 15 years of more than a six pack a day. Jenna writes, Wendy, I give you the credit for my sobriety. I discovered that it was fear that made me drink. I've tried everything. This works. The people I love have let me back into their lives. Amy writes, I never realized how I was using alcohol as an excuse to sabotage all the good things in my life. For the first time since I was a teen, alcohol doesn't seem like the answer. For the first time in years, I truly have hope. I'm Wendy Friesen, a clinical hypnotherapist. I can help you too. On the web at quitdrinkingnow.com. That's quitdrinkingnow.com. Or call me. 877-68-HAPPY. 877-68-HAPPY.
Sound Mortgage Group does business in Florida as Florida Bancorp.
Hi, I'm Jason Winder with Sound Mortgage Group. For years, I've been telling you all about our great mortgage programs, like ones for our self-employed borrowers, ones with common sense approvals for all types of credit situations, others that give you cash out for any reason, even interest-only loans and loans that start at 1%. Want to know more? Call this number, 800-368-4685. That's 800-368-4685. When getting a mortgage, you want to work with the decision-makers, not some middleman. Here at Sound Mortgage Group, we're mortgage bankers, approving your loan fast, right in our office. It's just that easy. At Sound Mortgage Group, we care more about your credit future than your credit past. Homeowners, call 800-368-4685. That's 800-368-4685. To talk to a Sound Mortgage Group loan professional about all of our great mortgages, call 800-368-4685. That's 800-368-4685.
Restrictions apply.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air American.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
26 before the hour. You know, there should be no doubt in your mind any longer that we live in a police state. This defense spending bill, this $82 billion legislation that was passed today by the Senate, now goes to the House approved it last week, now goes to Bush. You know what's in there, don't you? The so-called Real ID amendment has nothing to do with defense. This is another $82 billion to throw into the pockets of Dick Cheney and the rest of these thugs who are committing mass murder in Iraq, and mostly Iraq, but a little bit in Afghanistan, too. A little bit of mass murder over there. Mostly the mass murderers in Iraq. Do you know how? Did you hear what the vote was? Huh? 100-0. Every single United States senator voted to turn this country into a police state. Now, among other things, this legislation will force states to produce standardized, tamper-resistant driver's licenses that would include machine-readable encoded data. What kind of data? Nobody knows yet. Now, according to Wired.com, states theoretically could choose not to comply with the standards, but residents of those states then would not be able to use their license as identification to obtain federal benefits like VA benefits or Social Security or to travel on airplanes. The legislation doesn't specify what data the states must encode in the driver's license. The Secretary of Transportation and the Department of Homeland Security have the authority to designate what that data will be. Do you understand what I just said? The Secretary of Transportation and the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security have authority to designate what sort of data must be on that national ID card. It's finally happened. Do you understand this, Truth Seeker? Huh? Kathy, do you understand what happened today? You understand this? Okay. The National Governors Association, the Council of State Governments, the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators are among those who say the law creates unnecessary bureaucracy for drivers and imposes hardship and undue cost on state offices. Oh, guys, that's just part of it. The legislation would require all drivers, including current license holders, that's you and me, to provide multiple documents to verify their identity before they could obtain a driver's license or renew one. Drivers will have to provide four types of documentation, like a photo ID, a birth certificate, proof that their Social Security number is legitimate. How do you do that? And something that verifies the applicant's full home address, such as a utility bill. The law would then compel the Department of Motor Vehicles in the various states, the employees there, to verify the documents against federal databases and store the documents and a digital photo of the cardholder in a database. Do you understand this? You don't like to stand in line to get your driver's license renewed, booby? Guess what's going to happen the next time you and I have to do it? Civil liberties groups are concerned about the privacy implications of the bill. According to Wired magazine, although the bill states that licenses must be machine readable, it does not state the kind of technology to be used. It is said that officials would likely require states to embed a contactless RFID chip in licenses at some point, even if they didn't require this in the initial rollout of licenses. RFID chips can hold more data than magnetic stripes, but they can also allow someone with an RFID reader to collect information stored on a license from a distance without the license holder's knowledge. The machine-readable part of the license will contain most of the information printed on the license front. The holder's name, birthdate, gender, digital photograph, and the Department of Homeland Security can add more data, such as digital fingerprints. It's finally happened. This is a national ID card. There's no question about this. The card might be issued by the 50 various states, but it's going to be the same documents, which will be backed up by a huge database. Do you understand what has finally happened? So, when this thing goes into effect now, the government and businesses will be able to track us, and it's going to create a single national database, since the states are going to be required to open their driver's license databases to other states. Businesses are going to want to read and collect the data on driver's licenses. Everyone from a 7-Eleven clerk to the owner of your apartment building to a retailer to a bank are going to demand to see this before they'll do anything with you, and they're going to be able to read all of the private data off the machine-readable strip. Do you understand what has happened? And it passed today as an amendment or a part of another $81 billion that's being spent to murder and kill and destroy people who have no idea why they're being murdered and killed and destroyed. Is your passport renewed? We are moving so fast. It's incredible to me how we're moving into a police state. It's unbelievable. How much longer would this network be operating? You know, somebody asked me that the other last week. They'll be here forever. I'm not so sure anymore. When I look ahead, when I look down the road, if this continues, why should something like Air America be allowed to continue? Huh? In a police state. So, 100 to zip. That's like a declaration of war against Japan or something, right? Back in the 40s. 100 to nothing. Every single Democrat said, yes, we welcome the police state. Now, what could they have done? If they had voted no, since this thing was... And Sensenbrenner, the guy who heads the Judiciary Committee, by the way... This was his bill. When he tried to get this passed as a standalone bill, it was defeated. It never went anywhere. So this termite, this roach, sticks it into a defense bill. Now, a murder bill, a death bill, murder, kill, $81 billion more. Remember when Iraq's oil was going to pay for the war? Remember that? So Sensenbrenner sticks it in to the defense spending bill. So what is a peacenik? Do we have any left? What's a Senator Kennedy going to do? Vote no? You're damn right he should have voted no. So should Boxer. So should every single Democrat with a conscience should have voted no on this. Not just because it was $81 billion more to go kill people who just, damn it, don't deserve to die. They really don't any more than you do or I do or a member of the Senate does. But also because it contained the real ID section. I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe my country, my society, my culture, the place where my grandfather came here, over 100 years ago, Jesus, Kathy, it's been that long ago, came here in 1898, got married, raised 5 kids. They had 13 kids, of which I'm one of them. I've had kids. I can't believe this. I cannot believe this. I cannot believe this has happened. Can you? Can you believe this? Huh? Why are we not out in the street tonight? Huh? Why are we not screaming bloody murder? Why are we not forming ourselves into militias? Why are we not making one last effort, sending faxes and emails and phone calls to these 100 pieces of human waste who just destroyed America? Do you understand what happened today? Do you understand? Huh? And didn't we just contribute some money, Kathy, to buy Barbara Boxer roses? Didn't we? Huh? Didn't we? Or we announced it? Or what do we do? Huh? Haven't I thought that Ted Kennedy was one of the remaining liberals that yeah. I don't know. Are you okay with this, Truth Seeker? You think this is okay? In the meantime, did you see this on CBS News tonight? CBS News has learned that the Army is going to stand down all the recruiting for one day this month to re-instruct its recruiters on what they may and may not legally do to Shanghai young people into the military. Did you see that story tonight? This kid, well, he's not a kid. He was a 20-year-old, Chris Monarch. He thought about going in the Army, changed his mind, got a phone call from the... Before he even had the meeting with the guy, he made an appointment to meet with a recruiter and then called him and said, no, I changed my mind. The recruiter said if he didn't show up, he'd have him arrested. Do you know how close to that being a reality we have become? Huh? 100-0 they voted today. 100-0.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Limbaugh.
This is the old Brush Show, Brush Limbaugh.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid.
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews.
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more involved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
DemocraticMatch.com, yeah.
is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You got to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well.
You even know where to get startup money?
That my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Uh-huh, sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 8freecd.com. That's number 8freecd.com. That's number 8freecd.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 8freecd.com now.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Yeah, Glenn in Montgomery, Alabama just sent me an email. He said, Mike, isn't it funny? Al Martin used to come on your old show and tell stories about the national ID card, the CAPS program, and other things. And people used to call up and say, why do you have this conspiracy theorist on your show? Guess who's having the last laugh? Yeah, you're right, Glenn. Al Martin, the guy who wrote... Confessions of Conspirators, Secrets of an Iran-Contra Insider. I used to have Al. What happened to Al? He has his own website, almartin.com. Yeah, I always called in and said he was calling from an undisclosed location because they'd like to kill him. Maybe he's dead. You know, maybe they cut his head off and put it in dry ice and sent it to George. Or he moved to Tuscany. Yeah, Al Martin used to talk about this stuff. He used to talk about the banking swindles and the credit card stuff and follow the money and the drug connection and the Afghan poppies and the national ID card was coming. And remember, Kathy? And yeah, and I used we used to have him on like maybe once a month. Okay, I don't know. Oh, I know why we didn't have him on. We got unemployed. We need to contact him again. And after every show, I would get 5 or 6 or 12 or 15 emails that say, he's out there, man. He's really out there. And I used to think, okay, so this guy was an Iran-Contra insider. He does know some stuff, but God, that just sounded like a real stretch. Well, here it all is. Yeah, it's almartinraw.com, if y'all haven't been there. It may be a pay site, but a subscription site. And he, like I said, he may be dead. He may have committed suicide. I wonder when I'm going to commit suicide, Kathy. Huh? So that's what happened today. In case you were too busy, following the tragic story of this crazy man in Illinois. Was it Illinois who murdered his two little girls in Zion, Illinois? Little girl and her friend, that's right. And the other story, all these school buses that have been crashing. News now are these atrocious, vile murders. Have you noticed that? That's what we get. We get murders, murder investigations. And my heart bleeds. I hope if this guy's guilty, I've said before, I have a lot of problem maintaining my anti-capital punishment stance where it concerns the death of children. A real difficulty. So I just hope the full force of course, Illinois doesn't have a death penalty anymore. Or if they do, that was one of the last things that Governor Ryan did before he left, was to put it all on hiatus, so to speak. But that's what we're looking at. And to me, and it's sad and it's tragic. And the pictures of these little girls, and oh my God, you know. And if you're a parent, your heart just wrenches. But in the meantime, 100 U.S. senators voted another $81 billion into Dick Cheney's filthy, gnarled hands. More murder and mayhem, more death of U.S. soldiers, more dead Iraqi civilians, and tucked inside that murderous, filthy, anti-life, anti-American, anti-God, anti-Earth bill is this little real ID gem. Huh? More depleted uranium now will rain down on Iraq. Did you read this this thing that's been out there? Birth defects and child cancer rates are soaring in Iraq. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of children are being born in that country. Leukemia has risen 100%. In the province of Basra, it says here, the incidence of cancer of all types for children, rose by 242%. This is for children under the age of 15. The rate of leukemia among those children rose 100%. Children living in the area where were falling ill with cancer at the rate of 10 per 100,000. In districts where the use of DU had been the most concentrated, the rate rose to 13 per 100,000. Jesus. You understand what we're doing? I know. I don't blame you. If I were home listening, I'd turn off the radio right now, too. I can't stand this. You know, I don't want to hear this. I don't hear this crap. I don't want to talk about it. It's exactly what we're doing. $81 billion more for more depleted uranium into the organs and bone marrow and genetic tissue of these people in Iraq. Huh? This is a pro-life administration. This is the most murderous, filthy, corrupt administration this country's ever had. Do you understand that? Because what they're doing is just, it is criminally insane. It was based all on lies, and Bush and Cheney are still in office. They're still there again tonight. I'll bet they'll be there tomorrow night. I'll bet they'll be there next week. I would bet they'll be there 5 years from now. Huh? You think? So in the $81 billion appropriations bill, more money for Halliburton and Kellogg Brown and Root and the Carlyle Group and the rest of these corporate, blood-sucking, murderous sons of bitches buried in the bill, the real ID provision. How long before we all have to have this? What do they have? What is it? It's we've got 2 years left? Or it's an unfunded mandate. I wonder if the National Rifle Association or the ACLU will protest this. What do you think? File a lawsuit against it? Maybe so. Maybe it would be tied up in court, and maybe not. But 100 United States senators, every single miserable bastard one of them, every single... Where is the anti-war vote? Where is the pro-life vote? Where is the no more depleted uranium in Iraq vote? Where is the anti-killing Iraqi children vote? Where is the no national ID vote? Democrats, every one of you, all 45 of you, go straight to hell. All of you. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. Ever dream of owning your own business, earning money for yourself instead of someone else? Well, make your dream a reality by attending a free Quiznos Business Ownership Seminar. Entrepreneur Magazine rates Quiznos Sub as one of the top franchising opportunities in America. The next seminars are on May 17th, 18th, and 19th. Just call 1-800-925-QUIZ to sign up. No prior restaurant experience is necessary. Seats are limited. So call now, 1-800-925-QUIZ, or go to QuiznosRadio.com.
Sadly, arthritis pain can make people say goodbye to the little things they love, but not people who use Aleve. People whose doctors have told them the good news about the strength and safety of Aleve, that only two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. Ask your doctor the good news about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Join Aleve and the Arthritis Foundation for the annual Arthritis Walk, which takes place this May all across the country. For more information on the Arthritis Walk or the good news about Aleve, go to Aleve.com.
So, that car insurance quote you got online looks pretty good, but you don't have any other rates to compare it with, do you? It's time to think easier. Think Progressive. At Progressive.com, we'll give you our direct rate and the rates of our top competitors, plus an apples-to-apples comparison of how each company stacks up. Go to Progressive.com.
Available in most leasing situations. Progressive Halcyon Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mesa Village, Ohio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I'm proud that over a million of my 8-pound Orrick XL vacuums are used around the world. What makes me really proud is that the Orrick XL upright is built in the good old USA. I'm proud of my American workers and my built-to-last American quality. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. If someone tries to tell you that American products are second best, they obviously haven't tried my Orrick XL.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Gunmen have kidnapped the governor of Iraq's Western Anbar province. The kidnappers are demanding the withdrawal from the region of U.S. forces who have been battling insurgents there for the last few days. More than 100 militants have been killed in fierce fighting in desert areas near the Syrian border. Steve Mort reports.
The U.S. military says two American Marines were killed in the area on Sunday and another on Monday. The dead are said to be followers of Abu Musab al-Sakawi, the leader of the terrorist group Al-Qaeda in Iraq. U.S. forces have stepped up raids on suspected militant hideouts across Iraq, including near the Syrian border, where U.S. and Iraqi officials say foreign militants are entering the country to attack coalition forces. Steve Mort reporting.
The U.S. Secret Service is looking into reports that a grenade was thrown within 100 feet of President Bush on Tuesday. Georgian authorities notified the Secret Service after Bush departed the former Soviet Republic. A Secret Service spokesman says the device was tossed during Bush's speech in a packed square. The father of one of the two young girls found stabbed to death Monday in a nature area in Zion, Illinois, has been charged with both of their murders. Jerry Hobbs, the father of 8-year-old Laura Hobbs, has been charged with two counts of first-degree murder. Lake County State's Attorney Mike Waller says there will be a bond hearing later today for Hobbs.
This horrific crime has terrorized and traumatized the Zion community, and I think it's safe to say people of goodwill everywhere. The arrest today is the first step in the process of bringing this defendant to justice.
Waller says he believes there is a compelling case against Hobbs, who has had a history of violent behavior which has led to time behind bars. Arizona Republican Congressman J.D. Hayworth has sent a letter to Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff. The lawmaker is asking why a credentialed reporter was barred from Chertoff's news conference in southern Arizona last week, reportedly for security reasons.
There's no way to sugarcoat this. The decision to bar a credentialed member of the press from a press conference for what is termed security reasons was just stupid. There's no excuse for it.
That reporter is Chris Simcox, editor and owner of a Tombstone newspaper and the co-founder of the Minutemen. That's the volunteer group that patrols the Arizona-Mexican border. Springtime means proms and graduation time, and Westchester County, New York executive Andy Spano is working to ensure that teens steer clear from alcohol. Spano says underage drinking will not be tolerated behind the wheel on the dance floor or at home.
Certain kids consider it a rite of passage to drink. We tell them don't do that because the rite of passage will be straight to jail.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Will Durst. He mocks, but he does it with taste.
War is going according to plan. That's a really plan, isn't it?
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt. And it's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
We went in because Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. How do you know? My dad sold them to him.
These and other hilarious observations can be found on Will Durst's latest CD, Warning, available at WillDurst.com.
Bush! He's turned into President Rain Man. Mr. President, what about the Social Security? What about stem cell research? What about Medicare? Iraq. Yeah, definitely Iraq.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
Yeah, it's all Saddam, yeah.
So go to WillDurst.com today.
Yeah, I'm an excellent warmonger. Yeah, just ask my dad.
And get
yeah.
your copy of his new hilarious CD Warning.
Sir, Mr. President, how much do you think this war is going to cost? About $100. Uh-oh, what? You can't make it up like this.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
The Maturity Report.
The Republican Party, the bar has been so lowered as to be actually removed and buried beneath the Earth's crust. Everything is okay for Republicans. Ethics repeal, no problem. Nuclear proliferation, no problem. Gay affairs inside the White House, no problem, whilst simultaneously gay bashing. Everything is fair for the Republicans because they believe in nothing except power.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. Seven past the hour. Got an email here from an unnamed listener. Subject line, about this real ID. And then the email says, this was the last straw for me, Mike. As soon as it becomes feasible for me, I'm applying for Canadian citizenship and I'm out of here. I refuse to be part of this state anymore. I refuse to witness the Nazification of this country, which I love so damn much that it breaks my heart writing what I did at the beginning, getting out of here. I'm openly weeping right now because I can't believe I'd be alive to see this happen here. I'm only 24, Mike, but I've studied the rise of Nazi Germany, and the parallels are too damning, too obvious to ignore anymore. I'm so sorry this has happened. I'm sorry that there's nothing I can do to stop it, and I don't think anyone can anymore. There's no question anymore that the great experiment has failed because of the apathy of so many. Yeah, I certainly understand your point. I just don't know. There was Barry Steinhardt, who's director of the ACLU's Technology and Liberty Program, said that the Real ID Act. Regarding the Real ID Act, Steinhardt said the legislation was created in the back rooms of Congress without hearings and without any real understanding or thought about what was being created. Jesus. Well, I don't know. I really don't. I just don't have anything to say about it. There's nothing I could say that would amount to a thimble full of snot. So I'll tell you what. Let's do some phone calls, okay? All right, you want to do that? The number here is 866-303-2270. Let's start with Ken, who has called in from Oregon. Ken, welcome to the program.
Your Honor, Mike, this is Ken.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. I pack a dual nationality, thank God. I'm French. I immigrated to Tahiti when King George, or well, actually when Randy Nasty Reagan got in office.
Oh, my.
And I decided to become French when King George was anointed to the throne.
Yeah.
And the reason I called in it.
Yeah. The only problem, Ken held on for over 2 hours. You can't say that on the program. I'm sorry. I know, Ken, in a different time, a different place, that's a very mild word, but not here and not now. Sorry, buddy. We'll catch you next time. Oh, my. Jerry is calling from Long Island. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Mike. Thanks.
For sure.
Yeah. One point, there's so many things. This wonderful police state we're in. At one point, you were talking about Dick Cheney and that lawsuit related to the Energy Task Force. And, you know, and what happened to the lawsuit, in my opinion, as far as I'm concerned, what happened to the lawsuit against Dick Cheney, who we also know as Darth Vader, and
right.
What happened with that lawsuit in the appeals court ruling in Cheney's favor and deciding to dismiss the lawsuit, well, to me, this just shows how important these appeal court judges can be and why Democrats in the Senate why they have to retain their right to filibuster court nominees if necessary. They also need a little more spine, but if they have enough spine to do the filibuster, they need to retain that power and that right in order to prevent the Bush administration from trying to pack the courts any more than they already have done.
Well, let me ask you something, Jerry. Given how the Democrats in Congress,
yeah,
in the Senate especially, just constantly roll over and stick their bellies up in the air in the universal sign of surrender, do you think that they're going to, when Cheney and Frist decide to end the filibuster in the United States Senate, do you think there's enough Democrats to resist this?
I would certainly hope so. I would hope they would.
Well, I would hope so too, but take a look at their record. Take a look at the vote today.
All I can do is hope because, see, this is my problem is my head pulls, the way I like to put it now these days, is my head pulls me in the direction of Canada, like a lot of people. My heart pulls me in the direction of Florida because I have family down there that keeps
right.
wanting me to move down there.
Yeah.
Right now, my finances keep me in New York.
Yeah, but you're living in Long Island. You must be rich.
No, not everybody is.
No, but your house, if you got a house, your house is probably, what, $750, $800?
Well, that's the whole complicated thing. Never mind.
I'm just kidding with you, Jerry.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
I know. Right. There's also ritzy areas than others, but, I mean, all we could do is hope that these Democrats have more fight in them. I mean, I was, you know, when I heard the comment about from Harry Reid before about him...
apologizing?
Yeah. No, that was new. I mean, I was so disappointed because I heard that he had called Bush a loser, and I thought to myself, good for you, Harry Reid. Are you finally starting to get
spine.
Why don't we put this on the radio?
Oh, we're not. Apparently, we're not allowed to say any body part anymore. Can I say fist?
Can I say spine? Can I say guts?
I don't know. Can we say finger? Like, can I say I'm giving him the finger?
Yeah.
Does that work? Oh, well.
I mean, it's just so unbelievable. But, I mean, and these judges, I mean, and the thing people have to realize, too, is that, well, so far, actually, most people are working on old figures. Originally it was a total of 215 judges. Now it's three have been taken off the table, so there's a total of 212 judges out of 205 that have been confirmed. What that means is there's almost 97%, 96.7%, or almost 97% of yes. Bush's far right-wing judges have been approved already.
Not enough.
And it's just so great. And these judges, these remaining judges, are nothing more than Bush loyalists. And Bush, you remember back all the way in 2000, Bush said he wanted more judges like Scalia and Thomas.
Sure.
And that's what he's trying to do. And Democrats have to keep hammering home specifically what's wrong with these judges. Now, William Pryor, his name is still on the table. He's one of the seven. He's very, very, very racially insensitive, racist. Then we have this woman with the last name of Brown. Now, she's extremely anti-New Deal, not just anti-Social Security, but she's against even FDR-related labor legislation.
Yeah.
And in case anybody doesn't know what that involves, very simply involves overtime rules requiring an employer, if you work more than 40 hours, you have to get paid at least time and a half. That goes all the way back to FDR.
Right.
The minimum wage laws, that goes all the way back to FDR. That's part of the New Deal. The child labor laws, that goes all the way back to the New
right,
Deal.
Right, right. I understand what you're saying, and so do the people who listen to the program, Jerry. They got it. They understand
right.
what you're saying.
Priscilla Owens is Enron corrupted. What more do you have to say about Priscilla Owens except the fact that she's Enron's favorite judge?
Right.
She received money, as Randy Rhodes pointed out one day. This judge, Priscilla Owens, received money from Enron, and then she could sit not once, but several times, she consistently ruled in their favor.
Right.
I mean, in New York, though.
This is a Republican, though. All you're doing is describing a Republican.
Yeah. but these seven remaining judges, and he and Harry Reid has tried to work out a deal. I mean, how much compromise do you have to do?
Jerry, they're not about compromise. They're about domination. I have to leave it
well,
there, pal.
Thanks. Well, the Democrats need more spine.
Yeah, well, they need, yeah, okay. Thanks, Jerry.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps your burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-360-1716. 1-888-360-1716. That's 1-888-360-1716 for Right Size Smoothies.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call right now for your free copy of The Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You will also receive a free 2-week trial of TheraBreath, an amazing line of products that will completely eliminate bad breath. Call 1-800-590-9870. That's 1-800-590-9870. 1-800-590-9870.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. During the break, I got an email inviting me to check out a blog, and I did. It's a blog for the hip-hop generation. Check it out, ChicoTown.com. Check it out, C-H-I-C-O, ChicoTown.com. Person who wrote to me said, Chico Town is a blog for the hip-hop generation. We're taking care of the next generation of urban activists. And we hear you. We're glad you touched on the subject of the national ID. ChicoTown.com. Check it out. Mike, I usually write to you for my job at sea. However, at the moment, I have a bit of time off. Today was a national disaster. This writer also is referring to the national ID card thing, which I had reluctantly and sadly forecast to my siblings and often was told I was aligned with the lunatic fringe. Having been involved in one national disaster during 1967 and 68, I look today and see the same people or the descendants of these people who bled us physically and financially still doing the same thing 30 years later. The frustration and despair of watching it happen again has caused me to finally throw in the towel. Unfortunately, I saw this coming some time ago, not because I'm any smarter than the next guy, but mainly because of my exposure in other countries and watching the transformation downhill at home. I'm an ordinary person that worked, did my time in the military, coached in high school, paid my taxes. Mike, I'm leaving. I've already secured residence in another country and will work to get young people out. And believe me, young people, it is time to go. Paul. See, that's, you know, that's how smart I am. I had no idea. Did you know, Kathy, that this was embedded in this this $81 billion supplemental bill to commit more murder and death and destruction in Iraq? Oh, you do have a news, open up your mic. What is this? Oh my God.
No, I was just saying that I do know that Macaulay Culkin is testifying in the Michael Jackson trial, and there was a pregnant woman missing, I believe, in Iowa, but she's not very pretty, so she probably won't get the same press coverage as Lacey, but we'll see.
Okay. Oh, thank God you're in there keeping track of the important stories. Okay, back to some phone calls here. Paula is calling from New Jersey. Paula, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How about you?
Well, not so good. I have to say that I need to echo the sentiments of the unnamed listener,
uh-huh,
Paul, who just emailed. I have to get out of this place.
I hate this. I hate this feeling. I don't believe this. You know what I feel? I feel like I'm watching a bad movie that was the setting of which is like Germany pre-World War II. And you know, everything is kind of just sneaking around the edges. You know, national ID card, Department of Homeland Security, this and that and this thing and this little thing over there and that little thing over there. And all of a sudden you got to do this to do that. And it just, it's getting to me, I Paula. I mean, really.
Exactly.
And it feels like one of those movies. It was made in the 40s, but the setting was Germany in 1932, 33, and you're watching everybody and watching the movie now. You know what the outcome is going to be. You know that Hitler is coming. You know the death camps are coming. You know 50 million dead globally is coming. You know refugees. You know babies are going to be thrown into fire pits. And you sit and you're watching the movie. And you know all this. And
everyone's counting on 2006. But you know what? I have a feeling they've already waked it. They've got that part down.
Yeah.
No, there will never be another honest election in this country again.
Well, I don't know. I sit here and I think to myself, no, this can't be. This really can't be real. It's just a national driver's license.
It's just, I mean, I guess the only hope is, everybody call your state legislatures and encourage them not to adopt this.
Get a
passport. You can fly with a passport. That's what I use when I fly.
You know, that's something to consider. I'm sure the ACLU is going to find some grounds to file a lawsuit seeking an injunction against this. But even more importantly, since this country runs on money and stops when there is no money or borrows tons of money to keep going, these states, they're going to see it as another unfunded mandate. They're already cutting back on Medicaid in states. They are ending this program and closing schools and letting road repair go to hell. So now all of a sudden, I read something today that said this is going to cost roughly $100 million to implement this system. And that was the low figure. The high figure was $500 million. When you think about all the little bureaucracies that are going to have to be set up to put this in place, it's going to cost a fortune. And maybe the states won't do it.
And then when people realize, you know, it's a, you know, big enough pain in the butt for your driver's license. You have to bring, you know, a signed letter from the Pope. It's, you know, when people get inconvenienced,
it may,
annoyed as well.
It may be time to go. Paula, got to leave it there. Thanks, Paula. Thanks for checking in. You have a nice night, okay? We'll be right back. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
A new report in Mother Jones magazine reports that drug companies are using tactics tantamount to bribery to push new drugs into state health programs. They're trying to get state programs to mandate the use of the most expensive new antipsychotic drugs without regard for their effectiveness. Here's how it works. When states are writing guidelines on which antipsychotics to prescribe, drug companies give them money. That's right, they give states cash. While Texas was implementing its guidelines, the state health department got almost $1 million from drug companies. During that time, state Medicaid spending on expensive new antipsychotics jumped by 600%. It doesn't stop there. Drug companies are slithering their money tentacles still further into state health bureaucracies. Companies are paying for state officials' travel, dinners, and other perks. And you better not stand in their way. A Pennsylvania state employee was fired after he investigated the practice. To read the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Hi, I'm David Oreck. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. But here's a better idea. Try my newest 8-pound Oreck XL Free for 30 days. It cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. Then if you still want a bagless vacuum, I'll send you a dust mask to wear.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com. From Fort Dodge Animal Health.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The Phonics Game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the Phonics Game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now. 1-800-801-GAME.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Morning Sedition.
Aren't we fueled by malcontent? Isn't that what makes action happen, what sets precedents, wherever there's these monumental bursts of inspiration? It's from some guy screaming about something.
Mark Riley and Mark Maron.
Is it important that it's about something specific? No. The expression of anger, frustration, passion is what's important.
Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. As an indication, let me just say this, and I'll come back to the phones, as an indication of how confident the Christo-fascists, the right-wing psychopaths in this country feel. All you have to do is take a look at the situation in Spokane, Washington, the Republican mayor there, Jim West. Now, most of you know, because we talked about the other night, this huge investigation by the newspaper out there, the Spokesman Review, alleging that this mayor has been involved in child molestation. The fact that he's gay, the fact that he is being called gay is immaterial. This doesn't mean anything. As a matter of fact, I was telling Kathy coming into work tonight, I wonder about his gayness. Maybe that's just a cover story. Maybe he's not gay at all, right? Maybe he really is a homophobic son of a bitch who just wants to see gay people put under the thumb and kept there. Maybe the guy is 100% pure pedophile. Most pedophiles are heterosexual. They have been married. They have children. This guy qualifies, you know, on most of those levels. Now, I don't know, you know, and frankly, I don't mean to sound cavalier here, but I really don't care about this guy. I don't care if he falls off a cliff tomorrow. But the fact that he has caused so much grief for people who happen to be gay in the state of Washington. I read the when you go to the that newspaper, when you go to the Spokesman Review and print out their story, it comes out 10 pages about this evil bastard. Because he's a child molester. A and B, because if he is gay, here he is again. Another man who had a chance to stand up and be honest. This is vile. This is vile. This is like a Baptist, someone who is really, really a Baptist and just loves Jesus and just wants to wallow in the baptismal font and just, oh my God, wants to be in church 7 nights a week and wanders around saying, you know what, Christ was a murderer. You see what I'm saying? Let's do everything we can to stop the Baptists because Christ was a murderer. That kind of attitude. That's what is so alarming about this guy. But what has his reaction been? He's giving everybody the bird. He's just saying, hey, I'm out of here. I'm taking a vacation. He said yesterday, he told a city council meeting, quote, the current news media hysteria is distracting. The business city is occupying a great deal of my time. I'm taking a vacation. I haven't had a vacation in years. The newspaper that published the story and the Seattle Times and the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force, they've all called for this hypocritical bastard to step down. But, you know, he just gives everybody the finger and walks off the stage. God, the things that he did when he was a member of, you know, it's not just a mayor. He was a member of the state house. Unbelievable stuff. But and you know, the fact that the man's sexual orientation, either hetero or homo, is totally immaterial to me. If he's a child molester, then the full force of the law should come down on him like a ton of bricks. But the point of the story to me is not that another Republican queer basher turns out to be perhaps gay himself or a pedophile. That's not the story. That's just common. That's like a real yawner. That's nothing. That happens all the time. How many times do these gay-bashing Republicans turn out to be aficionados of child pornography? How many times, right, do people say, no, same-sex marriage? Turns out they have just reams and reams and reams of child porn in their basement, right? And when the police finally come and bust them because they were caught in a sting trying to import, 9-year-old Russian girls or something for their sex rings, these sick sons of bitches, and then it's discovered, right? Then it comes out. Then it's discovered. So this guy's story, Mayor West, is a real yawner. Ho-hum. So what? Another Republican gay basher turns out possibly to be gay. He says he is. I wonder. But the deeper story is, apparently, he's a pedophile. So here we go again. This is so Republican. This is so normal for Republicans. But the part of the story that freaks me out is how cavalier his attitude is. Yeah, okay, you know, what did he say here? He hopes that people just calm down until he has a chance to answer the charges. You know, I'm taking vacation. See you later. I saw some of the video today on television. This looks like a guy who's been charged with or alleged that he's a shoplifter. Yeah, okay, so I took a pair of Calvin Klein underpants. So what? Okay, here's your $7. God, get out of my face. Oh, okay, so I'm a pedophile. So I'm a child molester. Get out of my face. I got things, you know. Oh, I might be gay. I don't know. Maybe I'm gay, maybe I'm not. So what? Yeah, I have to get dates with men, but that doesn't make me gay. Oh, okay. It's the attitude, right? It's that's the same attitude when this doctor, Frist, whose family has ripped off more money from Medicare than any other crime family, with the possible exception of the Bushes. And this Frist can say, we're going to end the filibuster thing. You know, it's not in the Constitution. We're going to end it. We got the majority now. You know, these Democrats were in majority forever, and they never did this, but we're going to do it because we love Jesus, and we have to kill as many people as we can and make the pile of bodies high so that Jesus will come back and take... Well, wait a minute. I'm a Mormon. No, I'm not a Mormon. What am I? I guess I'm a Presbyterian. Am I a Presbyterian? It's Orrin Hatch that's a Mormon. That's right. He's a Mormon. Well, I don't know if he's going to get in heaven or not. These Jews aren't. We've been stringing these Jews along for a long time. Muslims? Oh, we're going to cut their throats in a heart. This is the leader of the Senate. This is the leader of the Senate. The Air Force Academy is run by a general who says, you know, Jews are bad, Muslims are worse. Be a good Christian. Let's go kill a Muslim for Christ. Let's go. And the time will come when I'll ask you to kill a Jew for Christ. You may be the one who drops a tactical nuke on Tel Aviv. So, you know, let's all get in here and pray now. Amen, amen. Anybody want to talk in tongues tonight or handle some snakes? Huh? Get an F-16 trainer and do a couple loop-de-loops. Christ is on your side. Don't worry about it. That's where we are. That's how quickly did that happen? Now, it seems like it's been quick. It seems like it all happened in 5 years. No, 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 no. It took 40 years to do this. It started in 1964 when Barry Goldwater, who would now be considered a Rockefeller Republican, when Barry Goldwater was defeated by Lyndon Johnson. Only took him, what did it take him, 64, only took him 16 years to get Reagan in office. And then Bush. And then there was a hiatus there with, you know, with Clinton. And now this crew. But this stuff didn't happen after the 2000 Supreme Court decision that turned the country over to Nazis. Heritage Foundation, Richard Viguerie, Fox News, all of this crap and garbage and filth. It's original beginnings. Start way back in the mid-60s. Not Fox News, you know. Start way back in the mid-60s. Conscience of a conservative, my ass. These people do not have consciousnesses. And the Christian right, this Christo-fascist right, oh my God. And the combination of right-wing Nazi politicians and right-wing religious fundamentalists who claim the cross as their weapon of choice is devastating. We're living in it. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I really don't know. I'm not sure what to do. Marge is calling from Indiana. I haven't heard from Marge for a while. Marge, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I said hello too soon.
No, that's okay.
Doesn't the Senate Democrats have any form of a proofreader that can check these damn bills before they actually vote on them?
Oh, they knew what was in there. They knew that no, Marge, don't think for a minute that the Democrats didn't know what was in that $81 billion supplemental defense spending bill. They knew what was in there. They knew the national ID card was in there. They knew it. Everybody knew it, except you and me.
That's disgusting.
Well, it is.
I can't find vile enough words to describe their dereliction of duty and responsibility to their constituents.
I know. Hold on a second. I got to do a break. Hold on. I'll come back to you. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Under my control. I don't need security. I've got a Colt 45 in here with me. I'll scare off intruders in my fatigues, black jackets, and army boots. My neck is red, my collar blue, I like it that way. I don't hear liberals talking to me, I don't see things their way. Yeah, I'm on the right side, I'm on the right side.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. So fight back with Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Maximum Strength Medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray for victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Victory over defeat.
Sadly, arthritis pain can make people say goodbye to the little things they love. But not people who use Aleve. People whose doctors have told them the good news about the strength and safety of Aleve, that only two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. Ask your doctor the good news about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Join Aleve and the Arthritis Foundation for the annual Arthritis Walk, which takes place this May all across the country. For more information on the Arthritis Walk or the good news about Aleve, go to Aleve.com.
Hi, I'm Mel Gibson. As most of you know, I'm good friends with Jesus, and we both agree that Chest Magazine is the funniest thing since the Crusades. It's smart, outrageous, and best of all, it's not Jewish. So check it out and be like me. and Jesus.
Jest Magazine, humor for the irreverent. Go to jest.com for a limited time and subscribe for only $9.95 a year. Enter code Mel Gibson. Subscribe now at jest.com. That's J-E-S-T.com.
Celebrity voices may not be real.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
You love your garden. You love the fresh produce, the money you save, and the pride that comes from working the soil. But it's never been an easy chore. Until now. I'd like to send you a free information kit that shows how easy gardening can be with a Matus Tiller Cultivator. It's so light and easy to use, you can cultivate an entire average-sized garden in only 20 minutes without breaking a sweat. And at only 20 pounds, anyone can handle it. But in spite of its light weight, it'll cut through sod and even the toughest, rockiest soil with ease. The Matus is so easy to handle, even in tight places. Even in hard soil, it'll dig down 10 inches deep. It's so much fun to use, you'll want to plant a second garden. But the Matus does more. With optional attachments, you can aerate and dethatch your lawn, edge around walks and driveways, even trim hedges.
Call 1-800-211-8001 now for our complete information kit and a free video showing how easy it is to use the Matus Tiller Cultivator. Put the fun back in gardening. Call now 1-800-211-8001. That's 1-800-211-8001.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip from me, Jerry Rice. Go for the balm. Tiger Balm. And put the tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. Thanks to the crew, as always. Program engineered in New York City by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. And Justin Yuen. Is Justin a new guy, intern? Really? Well, Justin, welcome aboard. David Fizikas screened your calls, associate producer of this program. Whether he wants to be or not, Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, archives the program. Mark Marshall is our webmaster at MikeMalloy.com. And Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. I haven't said this for a while. Two websites I'd like you to go to if you have time tomorrow, AirAmericaRadio.com and MikeMalloy.com. Back to Marge in Indiana. Now, where were you?
Where was I? Oh, what I called about, I was going to tell you real quickly about BP. Paying, I love this, has agreed to pay $58,687 penalty to the EPA for discharging more than twice as much lead and cadmium that is allowed by law.
BP? So, British Petroleum?
Yep.
Well,
you lived in Chicago long enough to drive through the Northwest Indiana out of toxic fumes.
But I thought BP was the one good company that was doing everything right, that started reducing emissions 6 years before ordered by the EPA. I just saw it on television tonight in a commercial. You're kidding me.
Well, they agreed, you know, $58,687.
Oh, that's a lot of money, huh, Marge?
Oh, gee whiz. What's the $87 for? I mean, if I get a ticket for $100, can I agree to pay $12.93?
If you were BP, you could.
Oh, crap on a crutch. One other thing that I came across last night. There's a book called Dangerous Doses by Catherine Eban. It was on CBS Late Night last night. This young man had some kind of a transplant. I can't tell you what at the moment. But he was required to take this injection twice a day. And after taking each injection, he would go through hours of excruciating pain. Well, come to find out, you know, people like Smith, Klein, GlaxoKline or whatever, and Merck and all these other folks, they don't sell their drugs directly from their manufacturing locations, which aren't in the U.S., to Walgreens and CVS and places like that. They go to a distribution center.
Right.
And these distribution centers are not regulated because their lobbyists got a bill through in the late 80s that says they don't have to be regulated. So these drugs are phony.
They are
mislabeled. The big distinction that they showed on this vial of liquid medicine that he was taking, there was a little strip, and it said 2. And you know how you designate the degrees, like 75 degrees, you put that little 0?
Yes.
Well, on the strip, the one with the, and I forget which, the one with the 0 was authentic, the one without it was fraud.
Oh, well, that's easy. You know, most of us over a certain age can't even see the damn little 0.
No kidding. And, you know, so, I mean, we're worried about all our, these Canadians that are dropping dead from all this bad medicine that we can't import.
Oh, yeah.
So that, but we've got the distribution centers in this country that are selling left, right, and sideways and making millions.
Isn't that just the way it always goes, though? You know? The Canadians have a great medical system, a great pharmaceutical system. They say, yeah, we'll sell you drugs. And our people say, no, buy them from American distribution center where you're going to die.
Well, those ones in Canada, you know, they could be fraud.
Well, that's true.
They're fraudulent drugs, you know, not the real thing.
They could be put together by Al-Qaeda.
Oh, yeah, by all means, you know.
Yes.
Oh, these people.
Well, oh, Marge.
One last little thing.
All right.
I want to thank Air America for my belated birthday. I now have WCPT in Chicago.
Yeah?
And my only question is, any chance that you guys could put up a 1,000-foot tower across the river from Del Rio, Texas, since your show comes on after dark?
Yeah, and I'm not on that station.
Son of a gun. How that works.
Yeah, see, the radio station we have in Chicago goes off the air at sundown, so that means that I guess Janine and Sam are not on. Maybe the first hour, I don't know. I'm not on. None of the rebroadcasts are on overnight, but that's just the way it is for the time being.
Are you on every Sunday?
I believe I am on every... Yeah, I'm on the network every Sunday. Maybe you can get it... of course, that's at night, though, too.
No, that was in the afternoon.
Was it in the afternoon?
I picked it up Sunday afternoon.
Oh, great. Okay.
So I got that much anyhow.
And you can actually pick it up in Northwest Indiana?
Yeah. I got out in my car, and even at $2 a gallon, I went for a ride because my car radio was better than my little radio in the house.
Oh, Marge.
And I went for a ride, and I was listening to you.
Marge, I just love you so much, I can hardly stand it. Thanks for checking in, dear heart.
Please mutual, my friend.
Take care,
and I'll see you in Canada.
Yeah, well, maybe Guatemala. Thanks, Marge.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. Marge gets out and rides around in her car so she can hear the program, Kathy. Oh, my God. I wish I had... If this network paid me what we're worth, I would buy her a laptop with speakers. It would be cheaper to buy her just a PC so she could listen online. Okay. We don't have time to take any more phone calls. I'm going to leave a bunch of you stranded tonight. I'm sorry. I apologize. Guess who's going to be the new U.S. ambassador? Guess who is going to be the new U.S. ambassador to the United Nations? I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
on Air America Radio.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com from Fort Dodge Animal Health.
For the best in independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, learn how drug companies are getting state health programs to prescribe their most expensive drugs. Learn how to avoid a scam that could cost you thousands of dollars if you're buying furniture or appliances. Plus, catch up on the latest in music, books, and culture. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry,